business leaders in the region's immigrant communities say President Trump's tougher line on immigration is having a chilling effect on the economy. Fear and uncertainty are keeping some shoppers home and threatening to dampen investment in immigrant businesses, one of the fastest-growing parts of the economy. WFAE's David Borax has been talking to business owners and has this report.
It's a weekday afternoon, and a lone shopper is checking out at the Compare Foods on North Tryon Street in Charlotte. The registers here are usually pretty busy on weekdays, but ever since President Donald Trump ordered tighter enforcement of immigration laws in January, it's been quieter, says Omar Jorge, the company's CEO.
So you have people who are otherwise law-abiding, who are afraid to leave their house, who are only going out for the bare necessities. How that's affected us is our sales on weekdays are down drastically because people are just not going out to shop.
Like how much?
About 4%, okay. Which for a retail business is pretty tough.
You can see the change in the parking lot, says Tanya Crosby. She's a regular at the store on North Tryon Street.
You can't even get any parking out here.
Yeah.
And the store is so crowded, you bumper to bumper in the store with your carts. It hasn't been like that in the past few months.
Other businesses are also seeing a slowdown. For some, it's about survival. Last week, an unauthorized immigrant who owns a Charlotte concrete company lost his battle to avoid deportation. He was arrested and now faces deportation, leaving his company in limbo. There's no broad survey of how the immigration crackdown is affecting the economy. Most of the information is anecdotal, and there are plenty of anecdotes. A worker at Las Delicias Bakery on Central Avenue in Charlotte is using a large mixer to make bread dough. The bakery is a favorite with Latinos and others in the neighborhood and also supplies breads and cakes to dozens of stores. Owner Manolo Betancourt says he used to sell 40 cakes on a weekend. Recently, it's been more like 10.
My business are not going well. Sales keep going down, but worse than that is the fear of my employees, the fear of losing my employees, the fear of losing my customers, the fear on our kids losing their parents, and the economy is getting very affected.
One way of measuring the impact is to look at where immigrants fit into the overall economy. About 8% of North Carolina's population is foreign-born, according to the Migration Policy Institute. Many own their own businesses, an easy way to generate income when you can't get hired because of your background. Manolo Betancourt says when immigrant businesses suffer, so does the broader economy. When sales are down, he buys less from big suppliers.
It's the North Carolina economy, it's the USA economy, because we got our products from big companies like Down Foods, US Foods, Chef Store. They're getting hit.
Latino business leaders say the current anti-immigrant climate could have a chilly effect on business growth. Rocio Gonzalez leads Charlotte's Latin American Chamber of Commerce.
We have a lot of businesses kind of holding on their investment decisions because they don't know if they're going to have enough clients or enough labor force.
All this talk about money bothers Amalia Deloney. She spoke at a forum on the economy and immigration policy last week at Johnson C. Smith University about how immigrants help build community.
And the way you build community and the way you contribute to creating a community is in multiple ways that have to do with language and culture and identity and camaraderie and what it means to be a good neighbor. And I think that it's important for us to highlight those pieces.
Deloney says it's really a conversation about who deserves full membership in U.S. society. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.